Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your co-host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. In the studio with Dr. Chris Demczar.
Yeah, so happy to be here today, guys.
And boy, today rings true to a surreal moment for us. I know that I believe this is your last show with us. Yes,
this will be it.
Yep. So transitioning to the next stage in your career, it's a beautiful honor to have you on here today.
Thank you, doctor.
And I know that you're surely going to be missed, but hey, life happens and things move on. And yep. We wish nothing but the best in future advancements of your career and where you're heading. So
yeah, it's been an absolute blessing to be a part of the team here at Cornerstone Health Center. It's allowed me to learn so much and to grow so much.
Yeah.
And you know, the reality of it is none of this matters without God allowing us to be healers in all aspects of our lives. And for me to be able to do even just the tiniest piece of healing in any one of your lives, it's been an absolute honor and a blessing to be able to touch you in that positive way. So thank you for all of you listeners out there.
And what an awesome show to talk about just today, the raw power of what our nervous system and chiropractic can do for our health, for our healing.
Yeah, we get to be chiropractors today.
And yes, and because of the connection in our topic of thyroid, we wanted to talk about the black sheep of thyroid conditions, the underlying neurological root issue that no one, with the exception of chiropractors, talk about, connecting the dots between low thyroid functionality and an interference in your nervous system, a condition called subluxation, which is where your spine becomes misaligned. We're going to talk about this today. And the positioning of the discs in the joints start to squeeze the nerve channels. They decompress the space the nerve comes out, which will physically put pressure onto the nerve root. And now here's the kicker with this, right? Nerves control functions of everything in our body.
Yes.
So I think it's too coincidental, right? It just makes perfect sense, partly because, you know, we've been trained in this for years. If you have nerve interference and it's at the level of the nerves that go to your thyroid, then that could be the reason why there's low thyroid functionality.
Exactly. Well, and think about it. All of you have seen a video, or you can imagine in your brains, right, the thought of there's this giant pipe, whether the pipe is carrying oil or water or something, and there's someone that is spinning some sort of thing to stop and block the pipe, to stop the flow of water, right, where you see like the pipe spilling off into some body of water, let's say, and someone is over there and they're spinning and they're turning the turnstile to stop the flow of water, and once they get it all the way tight and that water flow stops, and then obviously then there's some backup in the pipe. You can equate that to your nervous system, and there's a flow of energy through your nervous system that is spilling off into, in this case, your thyroid at every given second of every single day. There's not a single second ever that there isn't some level of vibrational force of nervous system communication going to your thyroid, going to every cell in your body, but we're talking about thyroid today. And you know, what we want to really highlight is all that it takes to change thyroid function is for something to come up and start to turn and shut off that flow of electricity, that flow of energy through your nervous system to your thyroid.
Yeah.
And it can be the slightest change that then over time, if that's just left there over a long period of time, can lead to your thyroid shutting down or having all of these problems that we've been discussing for the past month on the show.
Yeah, it's a great analogy. We've used also the analogy of a fuse box, right? So like You have in your garage a fuse box that has 40, 50 different fuses inside of it.
I like it.
Duke Energy or Piedmont or wherever you're getting your energy from is supplying the power to the house. So it comes in as the main line. That fuse box acts as a distributor, sending electrical signals to different parts of your house. So if one of the fuses is thrown, we lose electricity that's flowing to the region. So if it's the dishwasher or the refrigerator or, you know, whatever, we wouldn't blame that as being the dysfunction. If we look at it from an energetic perspective, the fuse is thrown. And so there's no energy traveling through the wires to that region. So therefore, dysfunction. Yeah. So I want you to think of it as like inside your body, you have these unique spinal segments. This is a small model. I know if you're listening on the air, you're going, what are you? You're going to have to go over to the live stream for this, guys. Facebook.com/AskDrErnst, YouTube.com/AskDrErnst. We're live streaming directly for you. This is a plastic model of a fuse in your spine. This is your energy unit. And I want you to think of it as the alignment of this determines if the nerve is sending 100% signal or something less than.
Yep.
And when we're talking about thyroid functionality, most specifically, it's the nerves in the base of the neck, C6 and C7.
Exactly.
C for cervical, meaning neck, 7 and 6, just identifying which numbers they are. There are 7 bones in your neck. So the last 2 bones in the spine, if there is an alignment issue that is compressing the nerve functionality, then what it does is it blocks the flow of energy from your brain to that tissue, this case being the thyroid. And could that be the explanation of why thyroid functionality is down and why you might be prescribed levothyroxine, Synthroid, some sort of thyroid medication to try to bump the levels up?
Yep. It could also be a reason why you can say, yeah, I've gone the functional route before. They tested out my thyroid levels. They looked at all the heavy metals. They looked at my gut. We looked at inflammation. We did things to clear all of that. And you're still having some sort of thyroid issue at present. That's because you didn't go see the right type of chiropractor that's going to look for that neurological interference for that subluxation in your spine, specifically at the levels that Dr. Ernst is talking about, C6, C7, maybe even T1, depending on the person. And then that can lead to the thyroid issue that we're talking about. And, you know, what's interesting is we all can know, we were talking about, I know the joints, C6, C7. We all know when we are doing it to ourselves to basically shut off that fuse box at that level. We all know it, whether you've thought about it or not. Because have you ever woken up from you slept wrong and going, oh gosh, the base of my neck is killing me. It hurts so bad.
Or you woke up and your hands are numb and tingly. Exactly. Something to that effect.
Yep. Or you were doing something, and next thing you know, you go, why is the base of my neck so sore? Or again, and there may be a whole other host of symptoms involved. That's because you were straining, putting some sort of pressure, physical strain on the joints, C6, C7, on the bones, C6, C7 at the base of your neck. And if you don't believe me, take your hand right now. This is where we can get interactive on this show. Mm-hmm. So take your hand right now, put it on the back of your neck, just somewhere in the middle, and you can feel the back of the bones in your spine. You should be able to feel that in the middle of your neck. Just roll your hands down until you feel a little bump. That bump at the base of your neck, that's your C7 bone for most of you. That's where it starts. And so that's where that nerve is coming out. And then, of course, going to the middle to front of your neck because your thyroid is in front of your spine. So we all know when we've impinged, when we've started to allow this dysfunction to take place physically. What we can't know is what other things have happened in our lives that then can lead to the accumulation that'll start to shut off the flow of energy through the nerves going to your thyroid.
Yeah, and I think it's important to kind of talk about. So if you have a thyroid condition and you've never had your nervous system checked, A, how do we go about checking it? What's the process of doing that? B, can you actually feel these nerve compressions? You know, I'm going to say the word pinched nerve, and I know what you're going to think. Oh man, you would definitely know if you had a pinched nerve. So let me do this real quick. Okay, I feel pretty good. I must not have a pinched nerve. We're not talking about pinched nerves. We're talking about an alignment issue that starts to decrease functionality of the nerve root. And if you understand the logic behind it, if I shut off nerve functionality, what am I doing to pain signals?
Oh, well, you're just going to shut those off too.
As well. So guys, this is a sort of silent, you can't feel it. You wouldn't know that you have it unless you get the right kind of testing done. And so as we're connecting dots between what is known as spinal subluxation or nerve root interference, we have to talk about what are the first things that show up so that you could potentially get it detected, get it corrected, and let your thyroid functionality come back to normal. Here's the unique thing. One of the very first things that shows up before you have pain, numbness, tingling, or sort of muscle spasms and aches is heat. And think about it. It's an electronic signal sent through the nerve. The nerve is like a wire. So when there's resistance, the wire is going to get hot. Now, some people are really good and trained, and if you've had a lot of chiropractic education, you can feel the heat off the spine.
Definitely.
But there is technology today. I'm holding up a graph. It's called the MyoVision Thermography Report. It's a piece of technology we have in our clinic, and what we do is we roll this up the back of your back and even into your neck, and it can define where are heat signatures, where is there a potential subluxation or misalignment. In this analogy, do you see how it's showing 3, 4, 6, 7, 1, 2? So this is a classic scan that we tend to see in a lot of patients that have hypothyroidism with nerve involvement.
Exactly. And you know what? If you're going, well, why doesn't my medical doctor look for this? Or why hasn't this ever been done by any other health practitioner that I've been to before? And it's because it's a lost art. Here, listen to this. Hippocrates is the father of medicine. And Hippocrates, so one of the first doctors ever, right? Every medical doctor takes the Hippocratic Oath now to become a licensed physician here in the United States, at least, that I know I'm aware of. But Hippocrates would put mud, wet mud, on people's backs that were suffering from some ailment. And he would look to see which area of mud dried faster than the others. And so obviously, if the mud dried faster in one area, let's say the base of the neck, then he knew that that was the area that was an issue. And the nerves coming from that area must be the issue. And it helped him to make diagnoses and figure things out way back when, before any of this awesome technology that we have today was ever invented.
Yeah, but he's basically doing the same thing. He's looking for the areas of the heat and the swelling, because if the mud dried faster in that area, then they knew, oh, there was something going on with the spine there.
Exactly. Yes. So the fact that, you know, we don't have to spend maybe 30 minutes waiting for mud to dry to figure something out. We can do it in 10 seconds.
10, 15 seconds.
Is a beautiful thing to be able to help assess where there may be that neurological subluxation, the starting of the pinched nerve, even if there isn't a physical pinch, but there's a strain on the energy going through that nerve, and that's going to cause a change in function, potentially to your thyroid.
So if you're listening and you're taking a thyroid medication, maybe you've been told you have something wrong with your thyroid, maybe you have a family history of thyroid, but you haven't fully been diagnosed yet, I implore you to text the word thyroid with your name and email. You're going to get a free Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass and an ebook that gives you all the steps. Guys, we have the testing. We have examples of the thermograms. We have examples of the x-rays. We have keys and guides for you to know, how do you discover if you have this neurological interference? How do you correct it? And on the masterclass, we're going to show you step-by-step improvements on how do you identify the underlying root cause, what are the steps for correction, and how you can connect the dots between a neurological issue that's more than likely gone undiagnosed and your current thyroid issue. And if you want to connect the two together to get healing, remove the nerve interference and the body will heal by itself. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is yours. The Instant Access Masterclass is yours. And you're going to see exactly how you need to identify, remove, and allow your body to heal by itself by removing nerve interference.
Exactly. Yep.
The other way we can start testing this is by doing a very specific structural x-ray. Now, I'm holding up an example of basically a perfect spine. There's three things we look for primarily. Number one is how much space is there between the back of the skull and the first bone, because your cranial nerves, most specifically the vagus nerve, comes out of this region. We want to see how much of a curve do you have into your neck. Is the skull centered, too far forward? But most importantly, we're looking at each of the discs in the spine and how much of a space is there for the nerve channel to exit.
Exactly.
What's unique is you can see an example. I think we had one here, of how instead of having the natural curve in the neck, the head is shifted forward, and right there is a misalignment, a subluxation. You can see how there's a significant opening to that nerve channel and a severe closure to that C7 nerve root. Now, why is it so important that we talk about C7?
Because the nerve coming from C7 is one of the primary nerves that goes to your thyroid.
Yeah, so if you irritate, compress, or damage the seventh cervical nerve, the effect of your brain sending signals to the thyroid for functionality decreases. It would be the same analogy as if I grab this microphone and sort of turn the gain down. My voice is going to go to zero.
Right.
If I have no signaling through this microphone, you can't hear me, even though I'm still speaking. And if I turn the gain up, my voice comes back. So your nervous system is the equivalent of sort of the tone, the signal, how much power is flowing. And when you have a subluxation or an alignment issue, that nerve is interfered with, thyroid functionality drops, and I know you've got something to say, but watch this. Now it's detected on a test medically, and then they, medical doctors, give you a thyroid medication, which is gonna make your level pop back up, but what did that do to address and fix the neurological issue?
It does nothing. Yeah, it's interesting. You can never, ever fix a physical or neurological issue with a chemical solution.
Yeah.
They don't go together. This physical issue needs a physical solution. That's why the adjustment is so, it could be a gentle adjustment depending on what's specifically needed by each individual person, but there needs to be a physical solution.
Correct.
So this is a show of analogies, right? And if you've been listening for a while, you know we love to use analogies because it helps to explain things in a simple way, especially when we're going deep, deep, deep on all of the intricate parts of our body. So get this, right? This is me talking into the mic. You can hear me extremely clearly right now. This is my thyroid. Think of my thyroid as me just talking normal. But this, think of the microphone as the nerve. The second I keep talking, but then there's a misalignment to this microphone, which is the nerve, and there's some physical shift. You guys, are you able to hear me as well anymore? And I know I'm over exaggerating, but you're probably going to notice that it got a little bit quieter and now it's back to being extremely loud again and you can hear me really well and very crisp and clear again. That's the misalignment that we're talking about. And it's not going to be that drastic in your own cervical spine. We're talking about nanometers or micrometers. So it barely even, the human eye can barely even make out what the actual change is.
Yeah.
But that's required to then see such a drastic difference. So this is why we use heat, because heat allows us to be able to interpret the drastic difference of functionality within the spine, to see the how drastic of a change of inflammation flow is happening through the nervous system, and then find out exactly what we need to do to be able to correct that.
And it's also why it's important that we go structural. We use x-rays. We have computer technology that can actually measure the angles, measure the nerve spaces, calculate the amount of interference. Imagine how important it would be to know if you have 10, 15, 20, 30% irritation on a nerve to your thyroid. But now let's expand this slightly. Those same nerves in different regions go to your heart, into your lungs, into your liver, into your spleen. Yeah. Like your nervous system runs everything within your body. And this is why when people say, for example, I started chiropractic care and not only did my whatever go away, neck pain, back pain, headaches, but we start to see people say things like my blood sugar's improved. There's even been reports of patients having their thyroid levels improve. Take a look at this. This was published in the Vertebral Subluxation Research Journal in the year 2020. Resolution of hypothyroidism and dysautotonia following chiropractic care by reducing subluxation. Yep. That's reducing the alignment issue. On an MRI, you can actually see how when the discs become out of alignment and the spine straightens out, the cord itself becomes compressed. So when you seek out the right kind of chiropractic care and you reduce the subluxation, not only can pain and discomfort clear, but now the nerve becomes more functional, the organ becomes more functional. And listen to this, right? 30 days into chiropractic care, patient reported an increase in energy and stabilization in their weight,
right,
meaning they started losing weight, right?
Yep. But that's not your thyroid yet.
Yeah, 2 months into care, they went back to their medical doctor for an annual checkup, and the labs revealed TSH, T3, T4, free T3, and free T4 were all put back into normal positions. So basically, her thyroid repaired itself. Mm-hmm. All the hormone levels went back, and this was simply by engaging the art of chiropractic care.
Yeah. I love that, because so many patients or so many people call in thinking that we are functional medicine or integrative health, whatever you want to call us, providers. But at the root of it all, we're chiropractors. We know that we need to influence the nervous system first to allow all healing to occur. And you can see just based on that research, that's truly what's needed, right? The integrative health or the things that are added in tandem with the chiropractic care, yes, those are bonus add-ons and they're needed in a modern world. You need the modern solutions in a modern world. But at the root of it, we can never lose the process of pure chiropractic, where you're influencing the nervous system to take stress off the bones, take stress off the nervous system at specific nerves, not just any nerve. It has to be specific. It has to be known which nerves aren't functioning properly, and then that'll restore the function to the body, whatever organ or system that is.
So if you're looking for more information on the unique structural approach that we use here with Ask Dr. Ernst, download the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. There's an entire section here on the neurological connection, the testing. We have sample x-rays. We have a thermogram. You're going to see how to read them and how to understand them. And I implore you, if you're taking a medication for your thyroid, if you've been diagnosed hypothyroid, Hashimoto's thyroid, if you have a thyroid issue, you need to text the word thyroid with your name and email. Not only do you get the free ebook, but you get instant access to our Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an event where I take you through the top three reasons for thyroid dysfunction. Number one being neurological dysfunction,
right.
Subluxation, interference to the spine. And I can't hammer this enough, how this is so overlooked in the conventional healthcare system, and unfortunately, a lot of times even overlooked in classic chiropractic.
Yep.
Because most chiropractors will take care of people with neck pain, back pain, headaches, things to this effect. They'll use their chiropractic adjustments to get them feeling well, which is phenomenal. But we have to look at the function of the nerve. Is there correction to the x-ray? Is the thermogram showing proof after X number of period of adjustments of reduction in heat? Because when the spine heals, your organs heal. Mm-hmm. So if you have an interference in the thyroid region, C6, C7, that is the primary cause.
Right. Yeah, just to clarify what you're saying, because I love it, Dr. Ernst, what you're basically describing is just because someone's pain has gone away doesn't mean that the root issue, the neurological interference, the impingement of the nerve, whatever you want to call it, has been reduced or
correct.
Has been corrected yet.
Yeah.
So pain will typically be the first thing that goes away because it's the last thing to show up on the scale of dysfunction, right? And I know that's getting a little bit deeper right now, but once the pain goes away, it doesn't mean that that root subluxation in the nervous system, that energy pathway has been corrected yet. It simply means that the pain sensors have been turned off.
Yeah, the only way to know it's been fully repaired is, do you return back to the normal positioning? Does the curve restore to its ideal? Are the skull and the first bones aligned properly? Is the thermogram clear? And this is why that initial testing is so important.
Exactly.
Hey, take a moment, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Our Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is yours for free. And instant access to the Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass is yours for free. 704-906-2094. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a continuation on where do these subluxations come from? How do we get them? Yep. And more importantly, what is the difference between just being adjusted and having a structural corrective technique done to realign the spine and take the pressure off the nerve to allow the body to heal by itself? What makes our approach unique and different compared to classic chiropractic?
Exactly.
We're going to talk about that and more about your nervous system, your thyroid, and how you can heal yourself when we come back from this commercial break. Take a moment right now, text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
See you guys real soon.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Aaron Ernst, in the studio with Dr. Chris Demczar.
Yeah, so happy to be here, guys.
Thank you for joining us today. Guys, we're having a meat and potatoes conversation.
Yes.
We're having a lively discussion about what we do day in and day out, every single day in our clinics here in Charlotte, reducing neurological stress, subluxation, and helping people to heal by themselves. And you might be thinking, like, what the heck is this word subluxation and how does this connect? Well, your spine was designed to be the armor protection of your central nervous system. And if you're watching our live stream, I'm holding up a model of two spinal segments, the nervous system, the discs, and the nerves that exit out the spinal canal. So what happens is, in a lot of people, especially with thyroid conditions, we start to develop a misalignment within the base of the neck, C6 and C7. C stands for cervical, 6 is the number of the bones. There are 7 total to the neck. So the last two are sort of your fuse box. They are the energy unit to your thyroid. And I hope this would make perfect sense. Like, if I was to go in and physically cut this nerve in half, so just... and it goes to your thyroid, you would lose all connection from brain to thyroid. So therefore, productivity of the hormone, the production, the secretion, you know, the conversion, all of it goes to zero.
Yes.
Now, the likelihood that you physically have a completely severed nerve is very slim. Okay, but instead what can happen is you can develop either a subluxation, which is a misalignment of the spine, where the disc starts to become compressed, the nerve becomes inflamed and irritated because of the compression to it, there's an increase in heat signatures, there's a decrease in signaling, so then what happens is instead of getting perfect signaling from the brain to the thyroid, now it's at, say, 40, 50, 60%.
Yep.
And I think, again, the analogy is quite clear. If I damage a nerve by 40%, I'm losing the signal from the brain to that tissue by 40%.
Yes.
So therefore, the productivity can drop by 40%. And then now here's where the challenge comes in, especially if you're someone with a thyroid issue. T4 starts dropping, TSH goes up, and your classically trained conventional physician is going to just ignore this. Probably because you don't feel it, because you can't feel subluxations, and they give you a medication which makes the numbers look good. But then because the nerve is still inflamed and damaged, after a while that medication loses its effect. So then T4 levels start to drop, TSH goes up, and then you get the classic, well, we need to elevate your medication. Yep. It doesn't seem to be working
stronger
as well.
Stronger dose.
So one of the first sort of ahas as to why you should be thinking that you have a subluxation is if you're somebody who did start a medication, after X number of years, you had to elevate the dose. Maybe you started at 25, now you're at 50, now you're at 75. That rise could be because there's still an undiagnosed neurological interference. And the unique thing about your thyroid, guys, 7th cervical nerve, 6th cervical nerves go straight to the thyroid. And there's ways to test for this. We can do spinal thermography, which is a very unique method of testing heat signatures off the spine. There's a device that rolls up your back, and when we see pings against nerve roots, we go, oh, right there, heat, swelling, irritation, something's going on. In that analogy, because it is the 7th, 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, this whole zone clustering right around C6, C7, we would be thinking this is a neurological thyroid. So then we start jumping out and we take x-rays, and what the x-ray does is shows us, is the nerve root open? Is the spine in proper alignment? And as an example and an analogy, if we saw on an x-ray that the spine was not in alignment, that the disc is compressed, that the nerve channel is closed, sometimes you can even detect it on MRI, that right there, guys, I'm pointing right to it, that is a subluxation at the 7th cervical bone affecting the 7th cervical nerve. And if that's you with a thyroid condition, there's the underlying root cause from a neurological perspective.
That no medication's ever going to solve.
And that most people don't even know happens because you can't feel this.
Right. It's not gotten to the point yet where it's become painful, right? What, and that's what everyone thinks. Well, wouldn't it cause pain? Shouldn't there be pain there if there's been this physical misalignment? And can you give me one of the degenerative ones? Perfect. Okay, so if you guys are watching, you can see this live. The only time that we're really gonna truly get pain is once there is advanced degeneration, where there has to be such a strong misalignment that there must have been some massive physical force to the back of to the neck or to the head or something that caused this shift to occur. Or if you've accumulated enough stresses over a lifetime or over so many years, that's led to where there's this massive arthritis, and you can see the arthritis just basically caking over the side of this disc here.
Yeah,
if you're
as
watching
opposed
live.
To normal, right?
Right, normal, so. Healthy. And then you can see the disc in between the bone. Look at how healthy this disc looks. It's very plump. It's got all of the fluid inside of it. Discs are full of fluid, need fluid to be able to maintain their integrity. This disc obviously has lost about 50% of its integrity, and this person still may be walking around pain-free, but it may have been 5, 10 years, maybe longer, of having some thyroid problem because of the subluxation that's present. And we can see it with the degenerative changes, even if the patient still can't feel it.
Yeah, you said as we started the segment, pain is usually the last thing to show up and the first thing to go away.
Right.
Pain also in my world stands for an acronym, pay, P-A, attention, I, inside, in, now. Pay attention inside. If there's a pain, it's usually because the disc has become damaged, there's arthritis or stenosis, not necessarily directly from the nerve, but because the surrounding tissues, the muscles and the ligaments are physically damaged. And here's the unique thing. Can this, over time, return to a better, healthier disc?
Absolutely.
Could this, over time, eventually return to somewhat of a normalized disc?
Yes, a whole normalized spinal structure, for that matter. Yeah, don't let anybody ever tell you that, you're just stuck with the arthritis in your spine. It's a normal part of aging. No, it is absolutely not. I can't tell you the number of patients that we've been blessed to work with that, yes, it's not an instantaneous thing, right? It took how many years for that arthritis, that protective mode for your spine to set in? 10, 15, 20? So it's going to take a considerable amount of time for that healing to occur, but we have plenty of documented cases where that arthritis had started to reabsorb back into the normal bone, that disc space has started to increase as more fluid going back into the disc, and that person is able to return to a normal, healthy, functioning spine. And then ultimately what matters, what's inside the spine, the nervous system.
And if that's the nerve that goes to your thyroid, you'll see thyroid improvement. But watch, if it's the nerve that goes to your heart, we see blood pressure, cholesterol, we see improvements with palpitations, arrhythmias. If it's the nerve that goes to your liver, we see usually improvements with metabolic function, diabetes. So what we're trying to say here on this show, ready, is that interference in your nervous system is the number one root cause behind why your body hasn't fully repaired itself. It's the same thing with the arthritis. If the nerve is compressed, you can't regenerate the tissue around that area. And if it's out of alignment for a long period of time, the wear and tear starts to break down the joint tissue.
Exactly.
When you realign the spine, decompress the nerve root, the body now reconnects and it can start to repair tissues locally and even downstream.
Yep. And that wear and tear isn't just limited to the spine surrounding that nerve. I know we're talking about C6, C7 joints today because of the nerves that go to the thyroid. But something you said too, Dr. Ernst, at the top of the hour was that people that have thyroid issues may start to notice that they have this numbness, tingling in their wrists and their elbows and other issues with their arms. Why? What's the correlation there between their thyroid
and some of the arm issues and hand issues? Yeah, so what you're saying is a lot of patients with hypothyroidism describe carpal tunnel-like syndromes, muscle pains, joint pains, et cetera, especially in their upper body. Well, the nerves that go down to your hands are the same ones that come out of your neck. So if we're looking at the C6 and C7 nerve roots, that's the same nerve roots that form almost all of your carpal tunnel nerve, the main median nerve that goes down into your hand. So it might be, again, they say it's a compression because the carpal tunnel is too tight, there's too much fluid and retention. But what if it's because of the nerve being interfered with? And so we've seen multiple cases of patients who have had thyroid issues, start to see improvements, and then they'll say things like, my energy's better, I'm no longer having carpal tunnel, I'm no longer having neck and back pain, simply because you release the nerve and now the body starts to perform normal, healthy function.
Love that. And so if you're going, well, if you really want to figure out the timeline of, you're saying, how in the world did my body get to this point right now where I've got X, Y, and Z issues, right? Well, you can start to create a timeline where you can see that there was a initial start of accumulating of stresses. We got to talk about what those stresses are that lead to the subluxation in the nervous system. But then you can start to notice when there started to be this thyroid issue and maybe there's symptoms associated with the thyroid. Next thing you know, a couple years later, now there's all these carpal tunnel-like syndromes like you're talking about, Dr. Ernst, maybe some other shoulder issues, and there's some muscle issues associated with that that start to pop up. And then even long-term, now you start to have neck pain, and you're being told you've got all this disc degeneration that's causing all of it. But when you really look at the timeline, right, and you go back all those years, it started with the initial stressor, not to the bones, not to the joints, not to the discs, but to the nervous system itself all those years ago. And then because that stressor and that change to the nervous system never got corrected, it allowed all these other dysfunctions to set into place over time.
And listen, these initial stressors are something that are like the most simplest thing. How you sleep at night. One of the number one spinal irritants is how we use the incorrect positioning of the pillows when we sleep on our back.
Yep.
If you sleep on your back and you put any level of a pillow behind your neck, you're instantly elevating your skull off the frame of the bed. Yeah. And so since your shoulders lie flat to the bed, if you elevate your neck forward, it's the same as if you're physically pushing the spine into that forward
position.
Yeah,
where's that subluxation photo? You're literally doing that.
So this one here, can you see how the front of the skull is over the throat as opposed to it being back over the shoulders? So if we were to have this person lie on their back, we can see that the head is this way, which would imply more than likely they've been using pillows that are too big or they're side sleeping and tilting off to the edge.
Exactly.
So the number one stressor, because if you think about it, we're 5, 6, sometimes 8 hours plus sleeping every single day, night, day in, day out. We're sleeping in a position where we push our skull forward, that constant misalignment wears on the joint and its progression over time. Number two, of course, is how we work. And today, the scourge is all the technology that we have. We spend the majority of our hours looking down at computer screens, typing, hunched forward, texting, using electronic devices. If you're constantly in this position of downward glance, you can see, as I turn my head to the side, I'm pushing my skull forward. I'm taking my head out of neutral plane, and that's putting wear and tear on the discs, and it actually can subluxate the spine.
Yeah, you know what's wild? It's almost in today's society, somebody that has correct spinal alignment that doesn't have much of that nervous interference going on, you know, they're going to be upright, and it's almost like they look proud, and it's like a negative thing, right? A negative connotation with, oh, that person's just, they're standing proud all the time. No, they're not. Guess what? They're standing or they're sitting around subluxation free. All of us or all of you guys are going around so subluxated, letting gravity pull your head down, continuing to use technology in a dysfunctional way. And we're really the ones, people that have the subluxation, people that have these physical accumulations of stress day in and day out, like what Dr. Ernst is talking about, they're the ones that are really struggling and really have the health problem, not the people that appear proud or appear like they've got it all together. They're not. They're just subluxation free.
So if you'd like some more information on how to identify, do you have this underlying subluxation, download our Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. We have sample x-rays, we have thermograms, we have descriptions of how to identify what are the common symptoms of this. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You also get instant access to our Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an event where I'm going to take you step by step through identifying where the subluxation is, connecting the dots between nervous system functionality and your thyroid, also going deeper into what we've discussed in our entire series, your relation to the intestines, your gut, your liver, your toxins. All of this comes together as a perfect storm trifecta, which causes thyroid issues for a good majority of people. But the main source, the biggest interference that we see that is overlooked, undiagnosed, and usually not discovered till we work with someone like yourself is that subluxation misalignment within the spine.
Yep.
Again, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The masterclass is yours for free. And I would highly encourage you to pay attention and take notes during that class because it's going to show you again top three causes, top three corrections, and what you can do to become your own doctor and begin to heal your thyroid yourself.
Exactly. And I've got to throw this out there because we're talking about the physical ways, the physical traumas, the physical stressors. And as you can see there, they might seem like minute things, but it's the accumulation of them over time that really adds up. And so one of the things that I have to bring into play is how we drive around in our cars, because let's face it, most of us are spending so much of our time either, well, I guess you could say just sitting in a chair at home or sitting in our cars, and you'd be amazed at how stressful car driving can be. Not only is there the mental challenge of driving around Charlotte or wherever you're from
and not getting an accident,
and that's its own stressor in and of itself that we can talk about that can cause subluxation, the mental stress that your body has to deal with, the neurochemical changes that occur when our body goes into a stress state versus being in a relaxed state. But even more, just as equally important is the position that you will put yourself in when you're driving in that stressed state. And it ends up being the same thing that we were talking about, where your head goes forward, your whole upper body goes forward over your pelvis, right? We talk about how important it is to put your head over your shoulders. You want the rest of your body to be over your pelvis for optimal function for the rest of the nerves going down the spinal cord all the way to your tailbone. And I can't tell you how often, once we actually get talking with patients, that we really learn and we figure out that people are so stressed that they're pulling themselves forward, and it's like they're careening to just see what's next and see what they have to do to protect themselves, and that will lead to a massive accumulation of a negative stress day in, day out, that in my opinion is just amplifying the subluxation in people's nervous systems.
Yep, and you know, it's kind of a fun experiment. Hey, the next time you're out and about driving, take a look at the people who are driving by you. Almost all of them have that forward head positioning, sort of, there's a headrest in your car for a reason, guys. It's designed for you to rest your head on it.
Right.
And I know that's gonna feel strange that you have to pull your skull back and put your head against it, but guess what? Neutral posture decompresses the discs in your neck, and it helps to reset some of the stress that creates the subluxation in the first place.
Yeah, and now don't do the opposite thing, which is to slouch back. You got one arm on the top of the steering wheel, and now you're just driving lazy. That's just as unsafe. But you want to make sure, like Dr. Ernst is saying, that both shoulders are square against the back of the seat. You're sitting upright in your seat, in your chair, and you can, I do this at a stoplight all the time. I test myself, right? So here's the little nuggets of how you can figure out how to be healthy, because you can help remove neurological interference or prevent more of it from being deposited into your body. Pull your chin and push your head back against the back of the headrest. The headrest has some give, so you can feel that you're pushing your head back against the headrest. Yeah. And if you notice, you go, wow, that's really hard. That's not comfortable at all. Then guess what? It's not that that exercise is uncomfortable. It's that you've gotten comfortable in a dysfunctional position.
And that also implies that you more than likely have some level of subluxation sitting in your neck, because when it's out of alignment, you can't do the normal positioning without having some sort of stress and or feel discomfort, et cetera.
Yep.
Think about the number of patients we've talked to and said, hey, let's get rid of your pillow, have you sleep directly on your back, and put your head just onto the mattress. And a lot of them are like, oh, God, it hurts. And then as we start working with them and we reduce their subluxations, we increase the curve in their neck, we take off the stress and pressure to the nervous system, they're now able to do this not only just without pain, but it tells us their functionality has increased.
Absolutely.
You know, so again, if you're looking for a way out of your thyroid and doing it more the holistic, natural method, the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is yours for free today. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email. Inside here, we have the chiropractic approach to reversing subluxation nerve stress. We have the functional medicine approach towards the toxins, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, and even some tips and secrets of what are the foods that boost the thyroid? What are the supplements you need to focus on? Guys, it's a complete guide to fixing your thyroid, and you can grab it right now. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. And then again, you get access to the Instant Masterclass, which is going to give you all the tools and the techniques and the tips that you need to clear this. Imagine, right? Fatigue gone. Weight loss resistance gone, anxiety and depression disappearing, joint pain, carpal tunnel, numbness, tingling, you know, the thinning of your hair, the sort of brittleness to your skin and your nails. Those are all signs and symptoms of a low active thyroid. But what's the underlying root cause? We're talking today about it could be a neurological interference called subluxation, which you either have never had tested or you need to explore the reduction of, which is where structural-based chiropractic care comes in so handy.
Yeah, and I know you're saying it could be, and I know that's you being humble, Dr. Ernst, but I'm telling you guys that it is. There is a component of subluxation in every one of our nervous systems.
Yes.
And so there will be we will be able to figure out and then detect, locate, and correct the subluxation in your spine.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the actual study. Maybe you remember it. They did, I think it was Harvard, right? They took thousands of people, did MRIs, did x-rays, and they wanted to find what percentage of this group of people, Americans, had subluxations, meaning a misalignment.
Right, and this was a very physical thing, because they're just looking at the x-rays or the MRIs, so it's not even that they were, you know, it's really difficult to just test the nervous system, right? We're limited by even our technology today.
Yeah.
So they weren't putting all the pieces together like we do with the thermography and whatnot, but
they
at least
was
looking at an image.
X-ray, yeah. MRI. Now hear this out. 90% of the people that were tested had visible evidence of subluxation on their x-rays and on the MRIs, and yet the majority didn't feel it.
Right.
So this is why you have to go deeper, guys. You have to look into functionality. We in Cornerstone Health Center and Ask Dr. Ernst say the approach to health is one, education. We have to teach you about your body. Most people have never heard about a subluxation. They have no idea what it is. So we educate you on it. We locate it. And if it's there, we help you to correct it. Number two, we have to discuss those stressors. Okay, how do we change home patterns, and how do we change your sleep, and how do we reduce the stress to your nervous system so that it can heal on its own? And then number three, how do we engage you in the process of becoming your own doctor? There are therapies that you can do to yourself to reduce and eliminate subluxation stress. If you clear your nervous system, that's step number one towards healing. Yep. If we clear your toxicities, that's step number two towards healing. And if we get your gut and all of your organ functionality back to perfection, that's step number three towards healing. And you watch, we've seen patients with thyroid conditions reduce, eliminate, and completely get off their medications in a matter of months, if not within a year.
Exactly. And I'm really glad that you put the nervous system first, Dr. Ernst, because that really is what matters. And again, then being able to do it in tandem with the other functional healing aspects that we are able to offer here, there is never going to be a better opportunity to be able to not only get rid of your health problems, but figure out what you really want to be able to do in life and have the opportunity to do that, because your health and what we do here isn't just limited to your thyroid problem. It's not just limited to anything else that we've ever talked about on this radio show. It's truly the opportunity to heal every aspect, every cell, every fiber and being of your body. It really, truly is possible.
And this isn't just us sitting here and, you know, going with conjecture. I mean, we've got studied, published, case-reviewed articles, right? Resolution of hypothyroidism in a 61-year-old female after 2 months of chiropractic care. Improved thyroid function following chiropractic care and reducing vertebral subluxations. A 49-year-old who, after a matter of a couple months, had full restoration of TSH and T4. And notice right here, cervical curve improved. What are they talking about, guys? They're talking about the alignment of your spine, the integrity of your nervous system, the health of the nerves as they exit the joints, and the subluxation-free nature of healing that happens.
Exactly.
When you're subluxated, you're losing power. You're losing energy. And with the nerve of the involvement is really important to know. If it's C6 and C7, the research says that's thyroid.
Thyroid.
So by clearing that, you can get a healthy thyroid back again. Hey, take a moment as we wrap the show up today. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The Thyroid Masterclass is yours for free. Dr. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Ernst.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. We'll